Are you ready to say goodbye to fear, frustration, and overwhelm when it comes to growing and scaling your business? Well, you're in the right place, my friend. Welcome to Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Watserino. As a five-time number one international best-selling author and speaker who has been coaching and mentoring business owners and their teams for over 20 years, I created this podcast to be the weekly support group that you needed to get through the toughest days in business. On this podcast, we dive deep into the systems, strategies, truths, and secrets of what it really takes to grow a Beyond Common business. We often dive into things that no one else is talking about, those things under the surface, that when they are in alignment for you or out of alignment, we don't want that. When we get them in alignment, everything in your business and life gets easier and more profitable. So buckle up and enjoy the ride, my friend, because business is not for the faint of heart. Let's go. Hello, hello, and welcome to Beyond Common Business Secrets. We are so excited you are here. On Beyond Common Business Secrets, we unlock all sorts of unconventional strategies and go deep and behind the scenes to like reveal all of these secrets that a lot of people gatekeep and don't share. And this is sort of getting into the real nitty-gritty of what it truly takes to be successful in business. So I'm your host, Tracy Watserino, and today we are going to dive deep into the marketing strategies that really will help ignite your business, especially if you're just getting started. So if you're just getting started, these are like the three things that I wish I really maximized when I was just getting started. So if you're in that position where you're just getting started, stay tuned, my friend, you're in the right place. Or if you're looking for ways to revamp and power up what you're already doing, then today is going to be jam-packed with a lot of amazing strategies for you. So we're going to reveal the top three that I just constantly, I am being asked all the time in just random emails that I get that come in, or in text messages or direct messages on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and all the places that I show up, I continually get like private message with these questions. And this is sort of that response. So if you are one of the amazing people that have reached out and asked questions about marketing, this is going to sum up a lot of the answers for you. So the thing is that when I was just getting started in business, I don't think I realized how important these three things are. So we're really going to dive into those, because when you can maximize this, it makes everything else in your business so much easier. And then it's like all the other things just fall into place for you, which who doesn't love that, right? Like, can I get an amen? We love that. So the first and foremost is when it comes to marketing, you need to know who you are. So it's like, who are you in business? Who are you and who do you serve? I don't think that starting out, I really spent enough time. I'm like, oh, yeah, I just want clients. Like, it was like almost like you skip over it because you're like, I just need warm bodies. However, when we take extra time on the front end to really get clear on who it is that we serve and who we are as a business, when we're really clear about that, it makes everything else easier. So we're really clear at Beyond Common Business Secrets. We help female entrepreneurs and business owners who want to 10X and next level their business, right? Like, that's really clear. If that's not you, then we're not talking to you. Now, What that doesn't mean, and I think this is the part I did not get when I was first getting started, what that does not mean, it does not mean that we don't have male listeners, right? We welcome men. We have, it's a smaller segment of our audience, but 10% of our audience is men. It just so happens that the men listening understand that this is a podcast that is dedicated to female entrepreneurs and business leaders really growing, scaling, and 10xing their business, right? And we're not going to give you all of this guru type of jargon. We're going to always ask you, does this feel right for you? Is this in alignment for you? So this is one of those things that when you're clear about that, it doesn't mean that you're not going to attract other people, because I actually have quite a few people that have been following us for years, and they're not even business owners, but they're still aspiring. I even have a segment of the audience that are like retired. They've sold their business and maybe they'll do something else, but they love getting the empowering, inspirational content. So do you see how just because we've clarified that we serve female entrepreneurs and business owners and leaders doesn't mean that we're excluding everyone else. It just means that we're really crystal clear that we're talking to you, and it makes it so much easier for all the content we create. Because when you spend the time to do this, it's actually going to save you so much time, money, and energy by really being clear on this. So I urge you, do not skip over this. If I had to go back and do it over, this is where I would spend extra time. So if you're needing help in this area, reach out, hire a coach. We would love to help you through this to really get clarity. Spend the time really, really clarifying who that is you are serving and how you want to show up, right? Like, that is super, super important. Then the next, I would say the second most important thing when it comes to really doing your like marketing strategy really would be understanding that content is king. So you do not have to produce a lot of content. You need to produce quality content. And that content can be repurposed everywhere. So what that looks like is you're going to create content. And if you're somebody that has a maybe you go live on Facebook every week. Okay, great. Then that's going to be one of the avenues of how you produce content. Maybe you have your own podcast. Maybe you have your own blog. Maybe you're a contributor to someone else's podcast or blog. Whatever it is, you want to make sure that you have your sort of pillar pieces of content that you're sharing weekly, and then you repurpose them everywhere else. What I did in the beginning, and you know, maybe I'm a slow learner, or I don't know, but maybe not everybody talks about this. This is one of those beyond common business secrets. The thing is that I thought, okay, I have a podcast, a blog, we have to write emails, we've got to post on all the socials because that's what everyone said you were doing. And then we're running around and doing all those things, which yes, you do that, but you can start by really getting really focused in on creating such amazing content that you just repurpose everywhere else. So what that looks like is every week we produce a podcast episode. So we produce an episode of Beyond Common Business Secrets like this one. Then this gets repurposed to our YouTube channel. And then we take pieces of it and an email goes out to our list, that people on our email marketing. And then we take pieces of that and that gets broken down into social. And then we repurpose it several times based on what we have going on, what our offers are, what's happening. And we will repurpose it again and again. So essentially, I always laugh because I'm such a creator and I love to create content that I could literally probably go on vacation for 2 years and we have enough content that my team could just repurpose and, you know, and rework it. And that is an amazing thing. So when you look at it this way, that you have to sort of decide what's going to be your main thing. Like one of the things that we do a lot when it comes to marketing is we really build relationship with the clients and listeners that are on our email list. So this is really important. We talk about topics, we dive deeper, we give insider views. If you're on our email list, then you know you get even more opportunity to get free resources. You know when programs are on sale, like you get all the goods behind the scenes, right? It's like, we're not just asking you for your email address to just to keep, you know, keep it under our belt and then like not share stuff with you. We're continually sharing stuff with you all the time. So that's why when you really focus on the type of content you want to create, one of the key areas under this content that we really focus on, and this is something that I do a lot of coaching and people hire me to do this as well. This is writing great emails, like really getting clear on becoming better and better at being a great copywriter. So if that's even an area that you need help with, reach out. We have several different packages on either doing it for you completely, you know, writing all your copy and helping you structure those emails so that you can get consistent and really start building those relationships with your clients. If that's an area that you want to focus on, but overall, wherever you're focusing on your content, you know, we have other packages that help you where it's like done with you. So we can support you in that. And then we have lots of free resources that just help you with this. Like we have the five time saving strategies. I can put that in the show notes to grab that. And then we also have the 7 ways to dream big in your business, which walks you through some of the other ways to really think about your marketing and promotion. So really, really look through that lens. It's super important. Then once you're clear, like if your focus this year is that you really want to build a strong email list that's yours. You know, you might hear all the time people say like, what if all the social networks go down? What are you going to do? And they've gone down a lot in the last couple of years. Just over a month ago, we had 3 different days that different social networks went down. So I know I have a couple of clients that have really built up a lot of followers on TikTok. And then there's all this talk, what if TikTok goes down? So we need to leverage where we are. And we have no control over this, but the more that we're adding people to our actual like list where it's ours, we own it. It's sort of like you're growing your business on your own land, right? Not on borrowed land. So we want to get really clear what that looks like. And then from there, we can create strategic social media from there. But we really like to work with our clients on really getting a strong getting a strong writing skills down to really deepen and grow the relationship by, you know, writing great content, letting people know of the blogs that you have posted, of the different opportunities you have available for people to work with you. That is super important. So if this is an area that you need help in, please do not hesitate to reach out. We would love to talk to you about that. And then moving on to number 3, this is an area that a lot of people, including myself, overlook when they are launching their first business, a new business. And this is your strategic relationships. So you might say, okay, I'm starting this brand new business, and nobody I know would need this service or this product. So you think, oh, forget it. I'm not going to talk to people in my network. Like maybe you're not going to talk to your family or friends and coworkers, you know, people within your network. And here's the thing. They may not be the actual buyers, but by you letting them know exactly what you do, you will get more referrals because those people already know, like, and trust you. So let me give you an example. I'll tell you a story. Like, let's go to a story. So here's the thing. When I was switching from the beauty and cosmetic industry into more personal empowerment and in professional development and coaching, I was like, oh, okay, I don't know who of my clients is going to need that. So I didn't really reach out and connect. And that is actually something I would redo, right? I would do this different. And I would let them know, hey, just so you know, I am a business growth strategist and I work with female entrepreneurs and business owners to really help them learn the systems, strategies, and tools, tips, techniques, and resources that they need to set up successful systems so that they can 10x their business growth. Like, just so you know, this is what I'm doing now. If you know anyone that would benefit from my services, please send them my way. So that is something that when you're just starting out, when you're really clear on what you're doing and you know how to write it and you're really getting that sort of copy written out and you're just going to naturally get better and better at it, then you want to ask people in your network who they know that would benefit, right? Like, not that long ago, my sons and I launched I know what it's called, but that's funny. I was having a moment. So the Winter Owl Experience Box. So I went back through and was thinking, okay, so I didn't contact just people I know that have kids that are 12 and under. I contacted people I know that are grandparents or people I know that have a high value on building connection and making sure the family dynamics are strong. And I let everybody know, like, hey, the kids and I are launching this brand new, the Winter Owl Experience Box. And it's really based on instilling a love of reading within your children and bringing those magical cuddle moments together. Do you know of any families that would benefit from this? Do you have, you know, a contact, a connection of somebody that services multiple amounts of families that we could present at their next big event? Schools, things like that. So we did a couple of daycares, a couple of public libraries. So the thing is that when you are starting your business, this helps you flush out any type of questions or things that people might ask. So often I get clients that want to skip right over all this because it can be a little bit awkward to ask friends and family. And then, you know, there might be family members that are super close to you that never even ask. And I just always look at that like, how rude, but whatever, it's all good. You don't have, like, when you're talking to a certain family that never asks anything, just don't worry about them, but let the next people know in your circle that want to help, because that is so empowering. And when you do it this way, by the time that you get to the point that you're going to spend money on having someone help you create ads and running a leads campaign and doing all these additional things, you have already really flushed out the content and really got your copywriting so it's so on point because you've sort of presented it face to face, or even if it's like Zoom to face or on the phone, you know, there's many ways that you might talk to people that you know. But I strongly urge you, even if you don't know anybody in your network that would want to buy what, you know, the new service or product that you're launching right now, even if you don't know anyone, I strongly encourage you to still let them know what you're doing. Because if you do not, you might spend a lot of time, money, and energy paying for marketing and advertising, and it's not flushed out enough. So this is an area that's going to save you so much time, so much money, and get you truly set up so that later, because I often will talk to clients that are like, oh, nobody I know is helping me and no one's supporting me. And I'm like, okay, I understand that, because that is a common thing that entrepreneurs feel at times. But I will ask you, is it true? Is it true? Did you let people know? Now, if they didn't ask and you didn't feel like pushing, that's okay. But everybody that did ask, did you let them know? Did you still let them know, hey, I'm doing this new thing and this is what I do and this is what I need help and support with? Do you know anybody? Like right now, we're in the refinement phase of the CEO Power Code, which is our program that's all about teaching female entrepreneurs and business owners and leaders how to master their time. So the idea is, when you follow these systems and strategies, you can save yourself 10 hours or more every week. And we're in that refinement. So now I'm asking people to jump on calls where I can ask them a lot of questions on like what's working, what do they feel would help them more? And we're in this refinement phase of before we launch it again. And it's launching again like the end of April. So this is like a phase that we're in. So no matter when you're listening to it, we'll be in a, you know, we'll be in a different phase. But the thing is that anytime someone's like, hey, what are you up to? Oh, hey, I am looking for female entrepreneurs and business owners that want to 10X their business and sort of work less, but make more. Like that's that sort of sweet spot of the CEO Power Code and time mastery. So anybody, even if it's like in passing at a PTO meeting, I'm going to let them know, this is what I'm doing. This is one of those things that if you do not tell people what you're doing, then of course no one's going to know. And the number one business killer, hear me out, for those of you multitasking, come back to me. The number one business killer is going to be obscurity, is lack of visibility. Like you're still the world, your industry's best kept secret. The way to not be a secret is to let people know what you do, let them in. So I hope that you have found these strategies to be helpful, because if I was starting over, launching a new offer, or completely starting from scratch, these are the areas that I would focus on. So again, I'm just going to repeat that back to you. So when we're talking about the three strategies that will truly ignite your business and get it launched and off the ground with absolute courage and confidence, number one is going to be knowing who you serve, right? Like knowing who you serve and who you are in business, like getting that sort of voice to be really clear. And if you, again, if you need help with any of this, reach out to our team. Number two is going to be content, really understanding that you don't have to make a lot of content, but you have to make quality content that is going to truly help solve the problems of your ideal target dream clients, whatever you want to call them. I like to say they're their dream clients, because, you know, who doesn't want to work with the people that are fun and amazing and really get value out of what you're teaching? So you can call this ideal clients. I like to say dream clients. You can call it anything you want, but the more that you focus on content that helps solve a problem and build that relationship, whatever intimate relationship that is it through blogs? Is it through podcasting? Is it through YouTube? Is it through your email marketing? You know, you, no matter where you're out serving people, you want to do your best to get as many potential clients onto your email list so that you can reach out to them. Maybe when you're launching something new, you want to do a survey and you want to give them an actual say in the creation of a brand new product. Like this is a really fun thing that we do sometimes. And people love this because they really feel part of the creation. So Really, really think about that. And then number three is, I know this one is hard. It's so funny. It's harder to tell people that already know, like, and trust you what you're doing than a stranger. I get that. But the people that know, like, and trust you can sell you in a way that you might not have the confidence to sell yourself yet. So really understand that when we show up as our best self and just let people know what you're looking for, this will be so helpful to really getting your business to take off and ignite from wherever you are. So if you're just getting started, you're really wanting to get to that next hurdle, that next milestone, I strongly urge you take these three strategies and have so much fun with them. As always, we are so grateful that you're here. Congratulations. I cannot wait to hear all the ways that you use these three strategies to 10X your business. Please reach out on any of the social media platforms. I'm at Tracy Watt Serino everywhere. And wherever you're listening to this podcast, please do us a favor and write a review. We love hearing from you and we love interacting and knowing what's working. And if you would be so kind, please share this episode with a friend that you know would gain value. As always, I hope you have the most beyond amazing day, and I will see you on the next one. Take care. Congratulations on making the smart decision to tune in to Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. We are dedicated to empowering female business owners just like you to thrive and achieve beyond common results. We've provided valuable insights, practical strategies, and inspiring stories to help you grow and scale your business to new heights. Now it's time for you to take inspired action. Don't just passively listen. Implement what you've learned and unleash your full potential. Whether it's optimizing your marketing, honing your leadership skills, expanding your network, or reaching out to join one of our strategic business growth programs. Join our thriving community of ambitious, supportive women entrepreneurs by visiting and joining our Beyond Common Business Secrets Facebook group to gain access to exclusive resources, connect with like-minded individuals, and unlock endless opportunities for your growth. Or feel free to go to our website, TracyWattSerino.com. Remember, beyond common growth is within your reach. Together, we move into truly thriving. Keep striving, keep growing, and keep conquering. Stay beyond amazing, and I'll see you on the next one.